Lupus was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio, community talk radio for the North State right here on KCNR. No, I am not Carl Bott. I am definitely not Linda Bott. This is Dan Fagan filling in for Carl and Linda. They're down in San Quentin spending some time touring the prison there and talking to some folks who've been on death row for a number of years. And it's a real pleasure to sit in and fill in for these two folks who I'm a big fan of. Big fan of their show. And if you haven't been listening, they've been running promos announcing that I will be their new afternoon drive talk show host, will be the only locally produced talk show in Reading in the afternoon. And we're excited about it. And I'm excited to be here this morning. And I'm glad that you joined us. And I'm glad that we have Savannah in here with us, producing, helping me.
Good morning.
Get my feet wet in Reading. How are you?
Good morning. This is going to be good. We're excited to have you here.
Are you? Thank you very much. I'm excited about it too. I've been in Reading now a total of a couple of trips, 8 days.
Oh wow.
Place is great.
You like it?
Well, any place that's in the 70s in December and January. Mm-hmm. And I'm told that's not typical.
No.
This is normally not this paradise.
This is beautiful.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
This is beautiful.
Well, I've noticed a couple of things. The scenery is gorgeous, especially if you drive up north a little bit. It's breathtakingly beautiful. And the people, very friendly, very open. They seem, you know, and I haven't met that many people, but it seems like people are authentic here. There's not a lot of, you know, trying to be somebody you're not and putting on a show and... It seems like it's just a down-to-earth kind of place to live.
I love it.
Do you?
I do.
Now, you've lived here how long?
I've been here a year and a half.
So you're kind of a rookie, too.
I am. Yeah. I'm still figuring out the town, but I do. I like it. The people here are so kind. I love Whiskey Town. I'm into rock climbing. There's enough rock climbing about 30 minutes away.
Oddly enough, I'm not into rock climbing.
Well.
I don't really climb rocks. I've thrown rocks. But I've never climbed a rock. I tell you what I do enjoy is a golf. I like golfing. You golfer?
I like golfing too.
Do you really? Mm-hmm. How are the courses here? That's really,
you know, I haven't actually golfed here.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But I used to do it all throughout high school and college.
Yeah.
And I haven't done it probably for about 2 years.
I hear there's some really nice courses here.
I believe that.
Can't wait. Normally you think, well, you got to wait for the summer, but I guess you don't. The weather's unbelievable. So anyway, it's great to be here, folks. We got a lot of stuff we want to talk about today. A lot of topics. Mainly though, we want to hear from you. This is a talk show and, you know, the beauty of talk radio, which is a medium that I so believe in. The beauty of talk radio is that I as the host present my opinions and you as the listener can hold me accountable. Say, well, I don't agree with you, Dan, because of this, or I think you're off because of this, or maybe you want to agree. But we'd love to hear from you. So I'm going to give you the number. Here it is, 605-4567. 605-4567. We would love to hear from you this morning. If you want to talk about something we're talking about, if you have something on your mind you just want to bring up, please give us a call. 605-4567. 605-4567. You can also email me if you'd like. DanFaganShow@iCloud.com. DanFaganShow@iCloud.com. We also have a Facebook page, Dan Fagan Show Facebook page, where we have some 14,000 likes, and we'd love to have more, so go on there and hit the like button. You can see some of the clips from my old show, and I'll tell you a little bit more about myself as we get going here, but we'd love to have you participate in the show. It's a two-way street here, and gosh, we'd love to hear from you. Again, the number is 605-4567, 605-4567. We've got a lot coming up today, a lot of things to talk about. Savannah's here. She looks excited. Maybe maybe I'm fooled, but I think she's excited. So we're going to get to all that right after this. You're listening to Free Fire Radio, Community Talk Radio for the North State. I'm Dan Fagan, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott right here on KCNR.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
Here's something to think about this holiday season. Adamson's Peak Performance, home of the best training around, now has memberships. We've moved to a huge new location and taken with us that same clean, safe, and non-threatening atmosphere. Now you can choose to work out by yourself or in a group, and when you're done, saunter into the executive locker rooms and enjoy a sauna. How would you like to be a member of the most unique training center in Reading? You can, at very affordable rates for individuals, couples, and families. Just come see us at 3050 C Street and make sure to tell us that Carl and Linda Bott sent you.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Meter and KCNR 1460, the community radio for the North State. Right now, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are up this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 70 points at 16,512, while the NASDAQ is up 5 at 4,148, and the S&P 500 is up 6 at 1,837. Oil's down 23 cents a barrel at $95.21, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.94%. Gold's up $9.59 this morning at $1,234, while silver's up 14 cents at $20.14 an ounce. Some are most actively traded stocks. McDonald's is up a half a buck at $96.86. Home Depot's up 29 cents at $82.28, while Caterpillar is down 2 pennies at $89.84. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh. You can listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings at 710, 810, and 905 here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors and Park Marina Drive in Reading. You can give them a call at 243-7561.
Thank you, Savannah. You have some weather for us now, don't you?
We do have some weather.
What do you get?
Currently it is 39 degrees, going to get up to about a high of 69, so that's that beautiful weather you were talking about.
Beautiful.
Saturday will be sunny, a high of 71, a low of 38, and Sunday will be a high of 68 and a low of 36.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing weather for January. I've come from I'm just Dan Fagan filling in for Carl Lindabaugh today. I'm the new afternoon drive talk show host here at KCNR. And, I'm filling in for Carl Linda. They're down in San Quentin, serving time. No, I mean, taking a tour. They're not, but.
You never know.
You never know. That's what they said, at least. They said they're taking a tour. I don't know why they had orange jumpsuits on. But anyway, we have with us here in the studio, this morning, Spencer, who's with the Haven Humane Society. And he brought a friend. Spencer, how are you?
Good.
Who's your buddy there?
So this morning I brought Kenzie with me. Kenzie is an 8-year-old purebred Scottish Terrier. Kenzie is a great dog, and believe it or not, this dog actually came into our shelter as a stray. She was found out running around the streets, and she's been at our shelter now for just about a week, and her people have not come looking for her.
She looks like an expensive dog.
You would think so. It still amazes me to this day that, you know, we get purebred dogs and their owners never come looking for them. But, you know, back on Kenzie, she's a great dog. Being 8 years old, a lot of people hear 8 and they think, oh my God, you know, they only have 2 more years left. And that's not true. Kenzie here, she probably has at least another 8 years left on her. The average for a smaller dog is about 15 to 20 years. They've got quite the lifespan on them. And boy, let me tell you, she does not act like she's 8. You pull out a squeaker toy and she will play with that squeaker toy until she gets the squeaker ripped all the way out of it and it doesn't make any noise at all anymore.
I hope I have 15 to 20 years. that'd be pretty cool. Do you want a dog, Savannah?
That dog is beautiful.
Isn't she?
So sweet. Her demeanor is so calm.
So you interested?
I wish.
No?
I wish I could have dogs.
And for everybody out there that doesn't know what a Scottish Terrier is, I'm sure everybody's seen Lady and the Tramp. It's the little Scotty dog on Lady and the Tramp. The one on Lady and the Tramp was gray. This one that we have with us, Kenzie, is solid black. And she's got her hair cut, so it's not long and touching the floor, but her face is still all ruffly and has all the long hair on.
Well,
she's very cute.
She seems very well behaved. She has not barked.
She doesn't bark. She gets along well with other dogs.
She's not relieved herself inappropriately. So she seems like a pretty good pickup.
Yeah, she is a great dog. You know, and a lot of people think of a terrier too and they think, oh no, those are going to chase my cats. This dog I introduced to our office cats this morning, she had no problem. She looked down like, oh, you're a cat, and kind of turned and walked the other way.
What does it cost to adopt?
Kenzie is going to cost $135. That does include her spay, her microchip, her health exam, heartworm test. Everything medically will be done to her before you take her home. And we do everything medically to them. That way, when you do take your new pet home, the only thing you have to focus on is bonding with that new pet. You don't have to worry about, oh, do I need more shots? Do I have to, you know, go make an appointment to have her spayed? And, you know, all that's taken care of. That way, all you have to do is just take them home and love them.
I hate to ask this question, but what if nobody comes forward?
Someone will come forward, but if no one does come forward, I am actually the rescue coordinator for our shelter. So if no one comes forward for this dog, I will find a no-kill rescue that will take this dog.
Somebody will pick up
Kenzie.
So are we still 100%?
Yes, we are still 100%. Every animal that we have brought in here has been adopted.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Yep,
that's unusual, isn't it, for shelters?
It is. Well, we pick out some rather great dogs, you know, and we, thanks to all of your guys' help, you know, we were able to place all of these dogs. Paul's still waiting at the shelter. He's the yellow lab I brought a couple weeks
that
ago.
That is amazing to me. That dog is so beautiful.
He's waiting, though, because he's going to be a search and rescue or a bomb detecting dog. So he's just waiting for them to come and round him up.
Oh, the law enforcement.
Yes, law enforcement dog.
That's impressive. Well, it must be rewarding work for you.
It is. It's very rewarding when you can see an animal that comes in, and it comes in as a stray, has nowhere to go, and you're able to help that dog find its way into a forever home.
Yeah.
And what's the real rewarding part about it is when you know that dog leaves out the front door, and you know that that dog will not be back at the shelter again.
You know, I've always believed that there are dog people than there are non-dog people. Not that one group is worse than the other, but some people just seem to have a proclivity or have their hearts bigger for dogs.
Yes, they do. Just like there's cat people and dog people. Me personally, I don't discriminate. I love them all.
Yeah.
I like them all.
Well, you know, it seems like a dog, when they say it's your best friend, I mean, they're so unconditional love.
They are. A dog is the only animal or thing on this planet that will love you more than it loves themselves.
Now, let me ask you real quick. I know we're running short on time, but I'm a single guy, and I'm not home much. I had a dog for 15 years and had a yard, and he got out to play a lot. But I've kind of gotten a place where I feel guilty about getting another dog because I'm not home much. Isn't that a fair sentiment?
It is to a point. You know, we do have lots of dogs that come into shelters that don't require a lot of time. So, like, for your instance, you know, if you're not home a lot of the times, you have a small place to live. We have dogs that are very calm, mellow, and don't require a lot of attention. There are other breeds, though, that require a heck of a lot of attention and time.
Yeah.
But there's always those dogs that you don't have to put in a lot of time with them. You know, they're just happy to see you a couple hours a day.
Well, Spencer with the Haven Humane Society, thanks for bringing Kenzie in. Is there a number of people call if they want to adopt Kenzie, or how do people get in touch with
them? Absolutely. You could give us a call at 241-1653, or you could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road.
Spencer, great meeting you.
Great meeting you.
Kenzie, nice meeting you. He's shy. All right, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to KCNR Free Fire Radio. It's Dan Fagan filling in for Carl Lindenbaugh this morning.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
All right, it's 7:24 right here on KCNR, AM 1460. It's Dan Fagan. I'm filling in for Carl and Linda Bott today. They are spending some time in San Quentin.
Good for doing.
Literally. I'm not kidding about that. I don't think they've been convicted of anything. I believe they're just touring the facility, but that's where they are. Our number is 605-4567, 605-4567. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Again, 605-4567. Savannah's here with me, helping me.
You know who I was just talking to?
Who's that?
Carl.
Oh, is he? He's. They give him a little. They let him use the phone. He's out of his cell.
He got his one phone call.
He got his one phone call out of his cell. That's good. Is he enjoying the food in San Quentin? Is there everything okay? Is he like his cellmate?
He didn't say.
He didn't say. Okay. I'm sure he'll be. He's a pretty tough guy.
I think he'll
do fine in San Quentin. I think he'll be just fine. And now we have a sponsor we want to talk about.
Yeah, let's thank Orchard Nutrition. It says, Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. My friends go see Orchard's in Store Deli and Redding's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, the North State's nutrition experts. Their address is 221 Locust Street, or give them a call at 244-9141.
Yeah, that's good. Eat healthy. Mm-hmm. It's good for you. I want to just touch on it, on who I am and a little bit about my past. As I said earlier, I'm going to be hosting a show every Monday through Friday here on KCNR, 3 to 6 in the afternoon. We're going to be the only locally produced live broadcast in Reading, only local talk show, I should say. We're very excited about it. I've been in the media most of my life. I was a television news reporter for a number of years, working in different cities. The last city that I was in as a news reporter was Anchorage, Alaska. Have you ever been to Alaska?
Not yet, but I'm gonna.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Just gorgeous. Chilly, but gorgeous. And then after working as a news reporter, I also was a college professor up there and a columnist for the paper. And then I started my own talk show. And it did very well. We were number one ranked talk show in the history of Alaska. We had a lot of success. And I did that up to about a year and a half ago. Then we started a television show. We did a morning television show, and that was somewhat successful, not as successful as I had hoped. And then I decided after 15 years in Alaska, I thought, you know, I'm cold. I'm really cold. And it's just kind of, I'm ready to move. And so I decided to just restart my career and my life. And I'm from New Orleans originally. I went, spent some time there and spent some time with family. And, but I just ended up here in Reading, and here I am. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about it. I just feel like this is where I'm supposed to be. And it's a fresh start for me. It's, you know, I'm 53, which is no spring chicken. I'm assuming you're younger than me.
24.
Just barely. Let's see. Could I be your grandfather? Let's see. 24. Yeah, I probably could be. But it's exciting. It's exciting to have a fresh start. My view of the media has completely changed in the last 3 years. And I'll tell you, Savannah, that I feel like the media in many ways has become a very destructive force in our culture. Mm. Very fear-based. You listen to the average television broadcast, the average talk show, radio broadcast, newspaper print. It's all so negative. It's all focused on the negative. What's wrong? The problems. It's going to get worse. It's going to, and you know, that kind of stuff, it accumulates. I don't think people understand. You know, I was listening to the radio the other day. I just turned it on. It was the network news. You know, there's a virus that has no cure in Africa. Economy's bad. It's going to get worse. 3 killed in a house fire. Blah, 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 blah. And it's just boom, 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 boom. And that's what we diet on every day. It's not like once a month, give me the bad news. No, no, no. We sit there and we diet on it every day. That has an impact on us. Mm-hmm. And we wonder why there's so much hopelessness in the land, because of what we're focusing on. And I really believe that the media, we don't have to give the media to the negative crowd. We don't have to just hand it over to the folks who want to focus on the negative. Now, I'm not saying we ignore our problems. I'm not saying we don't look at issues and say, well, let's look at this and see, is this a good direction to head in? And what do you think about, you know, this policy? I'm all for open debate. I'm all for discussing issues. But this idea that we're trying to worry people and cause fear in the hearts of people, and it's just always the negative, I think we need to turn that around.
Oh, yeah. I would completely agree with you.
And I think that's why a lot of people are very frustrated with the media. You know, the media's approval rating is at an all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why. It's because they don't bring any hope. They don't bring any solutions. They don't bring any positive. They don't bring any hope. You know, hope is so important in life. For me, I can't live without hope. I can't do 10 minutes without hope. I've got to have hope. And I think the media is really one of the main things that counters hope and brings depression and sadness and fear. And, man, I'll tell you, that's just – we got to change that. And so that's my view of the media. That's my view of my role in the media, that we don't focus on just the negative. We don't focus on just the bad. We focus on the good. We focus on what's right. And when you look at this country and you look at the head start we've got with so many other countries, you know, we are so blessed in America. Oh, we have so much freedom. And I know there's a movement to erode that freedom, but we still are so far ahead of every other nation. And so let's focus on that, and let's focus on what we've done right and continuing to do what we've done right instead of just always complaining about, you know, the negative. That's my thought on the media.
I love that.
Do you like it? You
I
with
do.
Me on that?
I'm with you.
All right. Our number, 605-4567. Gosh doggone, I'd love to hear from you. Can you say gosh doggone on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, 605-4567. 605-4567. That's the number. Give us a call. Give us your thought on the media. What do you think should change about it? Are you frustrated with the negative Nellies running the media today? 605-4567. Email me at danfaganshow@icloud.com. You're listening to KCNR Free Fire Radio.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader. Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hey, you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. The gun owner who's been wondering what it might take to apply for and receive a California concealed carry license. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse provides professional training in pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and range training so that you can apply for your California concealed carry license. NFI teaches classes several times a month, including our very popular ladies-only CCW class. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The Northern California Veterans Museum cordially invites you to our fundraising banquet and auction, Saturday, February 1st, 2014, at Wind River Casino. Our mission is to remember and never forget our American military heroes. So come join us for a great, fun-filled evening and support the Northern California Veterans Museum. For tickets, contact Jones Fort at 222-3223 and North Valley Bank Loan Center at 226-2930. Together, we can build a world-class museum in Northern California.
So, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery, January 14th.
Don't they bite?
That would be a snake. This is that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Hence the name Cottonwood Eatery. Don't they have great home-style dinners and wonderful desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, January 14th for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
26 minutes ahead of 8 o'clock right here on KCNR Free Fire Radio, community talk radio for the North State. Our number, if you'd like to call in, and we'd love to have you call in, 605-4567, 605-4567. You can also email me, danfaganshow@icloud.com. This is Dan Fagan. I'm the new afternoon drive talk show host on KCNR. My show airs from 3 to 6 starting Monday in the afternoon. We're the only locally broadcast afternoon talk show. We'd love to have you join us. Fill in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are spending time in San Quentin. Here's Savannah. She's got some.
Yeah, we want to thank some of our sponsors. Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, service first, quality you can count on. So give them a call at 221-2642 or go to homecomfort.org. And then we want to thank Crown Motors. Crown Motors, you know, your Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. Give them a call at 223-2177 or go see them at 555 Cypress Avenue.
All right, 605-4567. 605-4567, that's the number. If you'd like to be a part of the broadcast, let's go to Ruth. Ruth, you're on.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Welcome to the KCNR family.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
What I'm interested in is, number one, what will your show, what will you'll be doing on your show from 3 to 6? And you talked about living in Alaska, and I'm interested in finding out, because I'm kind of hooked on Buying Alaska and all the Alaska Frontier shows. I just kind of like to hear an opinion from you about living in Alaska. You said you were cold. That's my biggest fear if I ever go up there, is being cold. But yeah. Just what it was like living in Alaska, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Oh, well, hang on. Don't go anywhere. We like people to stay on the line with us and interact with us. Like, when I hear that noise, does that mean another call's coming in?
Nope, that's okay. The same one.
What is that? Well, that's just when someone's on hold.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, it just gives a quick reminder that someone's on the phone.
Okay. What I plan on doing, it's a 3-hour show, so for the first hour, I'll be doing nothing but singing Broadway tunes. And then the second hour, we're gonna focus on the economy. No, I'm kidding. It's a talk show, it's just a talk show. You know, people ask me all the time, what's your show like? I don't know. The way I've always run my show is, if I'm interested in it, I talk about it. If it moves me, I'm going to talk about it. Because to be a good host, I have to be passionate about the issue. I'm not an outdoorsman. I don't hunt and fish. So, like in Alaska, there are a lot of outdoorsmen, and people want to call up and talk about hunting, and I could care less about that. So I don't really talk about that. There are things I do care about, and I talk about those things, and it's really what you talk about around the water cooler. You know, obviously we talk about politics a lot because it's talk radio, but I like talking about life. I like talking about relationships. I like talking about, you know, honoring people and being kind to people and how to love your wife and how to be a good neighbor and all, and how to have, you know, all these things in life that we all struggle with. I like talking about that kind of stuff too. I don't want to just talk about Obama and the Republicans and Obamacare and all that stuff. So we try to mix it up, you know, but as far as the talk show, that's really, I guess the only way to answer that is you have to listen. Alaska, let me tell you, Ruth, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. In the summer, from third week in April to the second week, to maybe third week in October, it is the greatest place on earth. And I'll tell you why. You know, you have the daylight deal. And so in the summer, you have literally 14, 15-hour days with daylight. Now, the bad news is in the winter, it's the complete opposite of that, and it's cold. You have, you know, 4 or 5 hours of daylight. So obviously, Alaska, if you can get up there, go in the summer. If you want to live there, for me, the way I was able to survive the winters is I got out a lot. I was able to do my radio show from other places, and so that helped me a lot. But it is. It's a wonderful place.
What about the earth?
What about what?
Earthquakes. It's supposed to be like...
Yeah, there were quite a few of them. In the first 3 or 4, shook me pretty good, but you get used to it. You know, it's just like a little roller coaster ride. After your 8th or 9th one, it's like, well, here we go again. We really only had one big one when I was there where books came off the shelf, but they do get tremblers quite a bit up there.
So So out of all the places in Alaska, I mean, I've seen a lot, you know, Nome and a lot of the areas in Alaska, what would you say would be the best place in Alaska? My husband and I have a feud between Siska or Sitka and Ketchikan. So
yeah. Well, it rains in Ketchikan every day, but it is gorgeous. Okay. It's absolutely, they'll get maybe 10 sunny days a year, but it is absolutely gorgeous. Southeast is probably the most beautiful area of Alaska, with the mountaintops coming right up to the ocean and the tall, tall trees. Anchorage is my favorite place because it's a city. I'm a city guy. I mean, it's 350,000 people. So I liked Anchorage quite a bit. As you get up north, it gets colder and more barren. Wouldn't recommend Nome or, you know, it's just kind of frozen tundra. But mm-hmm. Southeast is absolutely breathtaking, and South Central too. The Denali National Park, where you'll see too many bears to count. There's just so much to do in Alaska. What I would recommend the most is the train. They have trains that run through all of Alaska, and they just take you through scenery that just absolutely takes your breath away. It's a great place. I really believe in Alaska. I still have a TV show up there that's going to air. What starts on January 15th, it's going to air every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. I produce it from down here, but I absolutely love the state. I do. It's just a wonderful place.
Well, good. Next time I get up to Alaska, it shouldn't be too long because we like going up there, but we're tourists and we go when it's warm.
Yes.
So
this is very smart. You possess a lot of wisdom.
I want to wish you a lot of luck and love. I can't wait to hear your show.
Thank you.
And I'll let you go.
Thank you, Ruth. Thank you for the call. Okay. I appreciate that. All right, number 605-4567, 605-4567. Love to hear from you this morning. Talk about anything that's on your mind, 605-4567. This is Dan Fagan filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. You're listening to KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Two organizations with the same mission, joined as one. A new community strength to help end domestic and sexual abuse. Multiple services, co-located under the same roof. A new hope for men, women, and children looking for a new beginning. Formerly the Shasta Women's Refuge and the Family Justice Center. Now known as One Safe Place.
Find help and hope. Call our 24-hour crisis hotline at 244-0117.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. On Friday, I'll be heading to San Quentin for a guided tour, and we'll be talking to death row inmates who have been on death row for over 40 years. Dan Fagan will be hosting our Free Fire Radio on Friday. Join us, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You're listening to KCNR Free Fire Radio, community talk radio for the North State. I'm Dan Fagan, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are down and spending some time in San Quentin, allegedly touring the facility.
Allegedly.
605-4567 is the number. 605-4567. We'd love to hear from you this morning. 605-4567. 605-4567. Savannah is sitting here this morning helping me out on my inaugural, sitting in here for Carl and Linda. My show, which will begin on Monday, is going to air in the afternoon, 3 to 6, Monday through Friday. And, we're going to be the only locally produced afternoon talk show in Reading.
That's a big deal.
So why would you listen to anything else, honestly?
Yeah.
Who wants to hear a national guy when you can call in and tell us what you think? Try calling one of those national shows. See how hard it is. Our number is 605-4567. 605-4567. You know, there's a battle in the nation, I believe, Savannah, between two competing philosophies. Now, not everyone totally falls perfectly into these camps. But if you were to characterize the two main competing political philosophies now, without labeling them with a political party or any kind of conservative, liberal label, the two competing philosophies that I see butting heads in our country today would be, in my opinion, characterized as a philosophy that's promoting freedom and a philosophy that's promoting control. You know, there are a lot of people who honestly believe in their heart, and they're good, sincere people, that you can't trust people and that people must be controlled. And these people who are constantly proposing legislation to put more controls on people, to put more limitations on people, these people have been demonized on conservative talk radio. And they've been made fun of, and they've been ridiculed. But the bottom line is, these folks who are promoting this control and more government and more limitations and more regulations, these folks honestly believe, in my opinion, that that's what's best for this country. So what we've done as a conservative movement is we've made fun of these folks. Now, I don't know about you, but I've never been able to persuade anybody of my opinion by first making fun of them.
That's a good point.
If I were to say to you, Savannah, look, Savannah, I can tell. I just met you, but I can tell you're not really that bright. I mean, seriously, I can tell. You're not going to understand anything I'm going to say here. You're really a foolish person. But let me tell you what I believe and why you should believe the way I believe. What's my chance of convincing you of anything?
I would shut off.
Well, of course. But that's what talk radio does. Mm. How many times do you hear the word liberal or leftist in a negative connotation? And it's gotten to be, it's not only that we're just making fun of people who disagree with us, it's gotten pretty vitriolic. I mean, it's gotten mean-spirited and nasty. There's one guy says being a liberal is a mental disorder. I mean, so, honestly, who's going to listen to you who adheres to liberal doctrine, and you just told them they had a mental disorder? They're not going to listen to your opinion. So there are a lot of people who are on the pro-freedom side of the equation who are very frustrated with the way the country's going because they feel like we're losing our freedom. And I think there is some truth to that. We are losing our freedom. There's a lot more government and regulations and controls in place, and it seems to be growing. And it's happening through the legislative process. It's happening through the judicial branch. It's happening on state level, local level, and at federal level. But the only way we can convince our fellow Americans who believe that you can't trust people, that you can trust people, is by stop making fun of them and stop ridiculing them. You know, a lot of these people, they mean well. And they want the truth just as much as you and I want the truth. But you can't insult people and expect people to see your point of view. You gotta, frankly, this is gonna sound corny. And if it does, I apologize, but I don't think you can really convince anyone of anything unless they know that you care about them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You have to, they have to know, if you're gonna sit here and try to persuade me on my deeply held beliefs, I've gotta know you honestly care about me. I don't want to just know that you have to be right. If you're coming to me, well, I have to be right, you have to believe what I believe, I'm not interested in anything you have to say. But if I know you, I can tell you really care about me and you really want me to see what you believe is true, I'm going to be open to hearing from you. My opinion, that's where we need to go. That's the transition the conservative media has to take on. And those of us who argue conservative points in our office place, don't make fun of your liberal friend if you want to convince your liberal friend. Let your liberal friend know that you care about him or her and that you think what you believe is something that they would be interested in knowing about him. That's the transition I think we have to take, this movement, this conservative movement. Our number, again, 605-4567, 605-4567. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. It's Dan Fagan filling in for Carl Lindebaugh right here on Free Fire Radio KCNR.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I've seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Six minutes ahead of 8 o'clock. KCNR Free Fire Radio, community talk radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott, they're touring the prison down in San Quentin, which is in San Francisco, right? Or San Quentin, I guess San Quentin's like a suburb of San Francisco?
I think yeah. So. Maybe we should have someone call in and let us know where exactly that is.
I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of San Francisco. It may be, no, San Quentin's in San Francisco, isn't
it? I think so.
Yeah. And the other big prison down there that's not in operation anymore is Alcatraz, right? That's the island.
I just saw it 2 days ago.
You were down there?
Mm-hmm.
How was it? Isn't it a beautiful city?
I love that city.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, we were at Pier 39. You can
really?
See Alcatraz. And
nice.
You know, I've never done a tour.
Yeah.
But on Outside the Wire in a couple weeks, we will be having...
Outside the Wire, what's that?
Yeah, it's a show that we talk about conspiracy theories.
Oh.
Yeah. And I got a hold of the only person who is actually still working on the case. There's one person still assigned to the case of the three men that left Alcatraz.
Oh, okay.
That escaped, so he's still investigating it.
Wow.
So we were going to have him on the show talk about that theory.
You know, I think one of my big weaknesses is that I am so close-minded when it comes to conspiracy theories. I just don't believe them. And I know that I should be more open-minded, but, you know, here's why. As a former journalist, you know, let's take one of the conspiracy theories. Let's say that the pharmaceutical industry has a cure to cancer, but they don't want to bring it forward because they make more money selling drugs for cancer. Okay, so that's a big conspiracy. Mm-hmm. A lot of people believe that. Now let's look at that for a minute. So these people who work for these pharmaceutical industry, who know that they could cure cancer if they wanted to, I guarantee you, every one of them has family members who've died of cancer.
Oh yeah.
And yet they've said to themselves, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to keep letting my family members die. The fact that none of them have talked, I had a homicide detective in New Orleans tell me once, New Orleans at one point had 400 murders a year, so they know a little bit something about murder in New Orleans, that the way they solve 90% of the murders is someone talks. People talk. People blab. And if there was a cure for cancer in the pharmaceutical industry, that would mean that the media would have to be in on it, the FDA would have to be in on it, the pharmaceutical reps would have to be in on it. Excuse me. And they all have to not care about their family more than they cared about this company they work for. I just logistically don't think that's possible. And it's the same way you say, like, the 9/11. Oh my goodness. It's an inside job, right? Then George Bush knew about it. The CIA knew about it. Seriously? These people are willing to watch 3,000 of their own fellow citizens die?
No way.
Yeah, I just can't buy it. And I have people call me up and, oh, you don't know the facts. You don't know this. And they're so married to these conspiracy theories. I can't make it work. Especially as a news reporter, because, you know, like, for example, the media hates corporations. The mainstream media loathes the pharmaceutical industry. The most journalists who work in the mainstream media would salivate at the opportunity to expose a pharmaceutical company for doing something wrong. And if the pharmaceutical companies are, you know, conspiring to keep cancer a problem, the media would be all over that. Now, I do believe that things go unreported in the media because of certain media biases. I think the mainstream media would not cover a certain story that might make a politician who leans left, they may not do a story on that politician because they like that politician. But nobody's going to die because of that. So I'd love to listen. When does the show come on?
It was on from Fridays from 9 to 10.
Okay.
Agenda 21 is going to now take that slot. So
in the morning.
Now we're still discussing when it's going to come back on.
Well, I'd like to call. Can I call into that show?
Absolutely. It is a fun show.
And cause trouble?
There are some people that come on and you're like, wow, I've never thought about that before.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'd love to hear that show. I hope they resurrect it. That sounds like a good show.
They will.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have a conspiracy afternoon one day next week. All right, KCNR Free Fire Radio is what you listen to. It's Dan Fagan. I'm filling in for Carl Lindebaugh. Stay with us. A lot more coming up.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Washington. It's bitter cold in parts of the Northeast, as much as 2 feet of snow plus on the ground near Boston. Snowplow driver Leo Gregoire says that road conditions are very challenging in New Haven, Connecticut. He spoke to WTNH-TV.
Very windy, very cold, very dangerous.
And taking advice to get off the streets as soon as possible was New Haven resident Sarah Perez, who said she had to stock up on supplies first.
I gotta go get some stuff for the house and then just fill up the tank and go home.
Traveler Jody Beth Rosen, meanwhile, speaking from her airplane seat, said that the major snowstorm that diverted her from a New York-bound flight to New Jersey rattled a lot of people's nerves along the way.
I'm level-headed now, you know, waiting for further news, but there was a lot of turbulence on the plane coming in, so I didn't know from one moment to the next what was going to happen.
And Amtrak announced a modified schedule. Spokeswoman Christina Leeds.
Amtrak will operate a modified snow schedule on Friday, January 3rd. We're still going to be operating on all of our lines, including the SL Express and Northeast Regional, but we'll just be operating with a modified frequency.
Schools have been closed. Officials urging people to stay home if they can. A major population shift in this country is Florida is on pace to surpass New York in terms of population this year. Michael Mendoza moved from Maryland to Florida and says there was a lot to consider in choosing the Sunshine State.
We looked at moving to a number of different places, and we wanted a community that was a diverse community. We wanted to live in an area that was close to a larger urban center.
And when Florida does surpass New York, the Sunshine State becomes the nation's third most populous state. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average doing somewhat better today. It's up by about 20 points, and this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Construction spending is up. SRN's Linda Kenyon has the details.
The Commerce Department says construction spending rose in November by 1%, the strongest pace in more than 4 years. The rise, driven mostly by solid gains in home construction and commercial projects, hit a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $934.4 billion. It was also the fastest rate since March of 2009, and a slight improvement of the 0.9% gain in October.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon reporting. Residential construction rose 1.9% last month, while commercial construction increased by 2.7%. A company that makes child car seats is recalling more than 33,000 of them because the harnesses aren't strong enough to meet federal safety standards. Combi USA recalling three types of seats made before January of 2013. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the seat straps don't meet minimum strength requirements. This is SRN News. A painful reminder of one community's tragedy is no more, as Rich Thomason explains.
Newtown, Connecticut officials say demolition of Sandy Hook Elementary School is finished and construction of a new school on the same site will begin in the late summer or early fall. Officials say the property where 20 first graders and 6 adults were killed more than a year ago has been graded and stabilized for the winter.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. Some good news on the economic front today coming from the nation's car makers. Chrysler posting its best annual sales numbers in 6 years, finishing 2013 with a 9% increase. General Motors says U.S. sales fell more than 6% in December, but the company still finished the year with a 7.3% increase overall. And Ford says its sales were up also last year. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
KCNR Radio, Free Fire Radio is, what was that? You caught me off guard with that. I'm sorry. What was that?
That was the trumpet.
I was like, wake me up. Time to get up.
Time to get up.
Put the coffee on. Community Talk Radio for the North State. I'm Dan Fagan. I'm filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are spending time in San Quentin. They're touring the facility. Want to have you call the show. We'd love to hear from you. 605-4567. 605-4567. Give us a call. Give us your thought on anything. We'd love to hear from you. Email me at danfaganshow@icloud.com. danfaganshow@icloud.com. You can hear my show beginning Monday exclusively on KCNR right here in Reading, the only locally produced afternoon talk show in Reading. Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m., starting Monday. We hope you'll join us and be a part of the show. Savannah's here with us.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna go to Wells Fargo now?
We have Josh Wiley on the phone. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, the Dow's up 55 points at 16,497, while the NASDAQ's up a fraction of a point at 4,142, and the S&P 500 is up 4 at 1,836. Oil's down 87 cents a barrel at $94.57, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.94%. Gold's up $10.78 at $1,235, while silver's up 12 cents at $20.13 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Pfizer's up 16 pennies at $30.63, Verizon's down a half a buck at $48.49, and J.P. Morgan's up 48 cents at $58.69. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh Wiley. You can listen for our Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. You can give them a call at 243-7561. So currently the weather is 40 degrees, going to get up to a high of 69 and a low of 44. Saturday is going to be a high of 71, low of 38, and Sunday is going to be a high of 68. And a low of 36. So that's the weather here in the North State.
All right. Thank you very much, Savannah. We're happy to welcome now to the broadcast Congressman Doug LaMalfa, representing the 1st District of California. Congressman, how are you?
Good this morning. How are you doing?
It's good to have you. We appreciate you joining us. What's on your mind today? What are you working on?
Oh, just checking in. We're heading back next week, and it's a lot of big things coming to a head here. We're going to see another blitz on the Obama health care plan coming up with a lot more ads on TV. Yet we're seeing the numbers are falling short of what they'd projected. They said 7 million would be enrolled, and that number at best is about 2 million. So we continue to have to work through that.
What's the secret, what's the key here, Congressman, to defeating this initiative or this law?
The evidence of itself is what's becoming pretty apparent to people across the fruited plain, that what some had supported in the beginning, now you see a lot of folks that were strong supporters of this are saying, why is my insurance being taken away? Why is it costing me so much more for insurance, a much higher deductible, or a plan that doesn't cover me as well? And so many people are asking these questions about that now that were actually supporters before, as well as those folks that were already happy with what they had and don't want to change something that are being forced into it. I mean, there's people madder than the wet hand that's being forced during December here to have to get on a website that isn't working. They can't get through to anybody to change away from something that they're already pretty happy with.
Clearly, it's been a disaster, but it's still law. So how do we undo a law?
That's the tough part, you know, and that is our process of legislation
But do you defund it?
Have an executive power say, well, we're only going to enforce the law as I see fit, or just change our mind as we go. So that does make it tough, but it's also the right way to do business. If a law has been passed, then a law needs to be repealed or changed in whatever fashion, the legal way. And so the president has been doing a lot of things by executive order, whether it's been on this Obama health care takeover thing or a lot of other issues related to regulation, that we have regulators running amok that are just, you know, people could hardly get any justice on what they're running up against. So
Well,
it's a real problem. So what we really need is the voice of the people to empower us as representatives to be able to carry that message to the U.S. Senate, because, you know, the House of Representatives has been working at this, either on repeal or changing or delaying. Put a lot of different ideas up there, and they go over to the Senate, where Harry Reid just immediately ignores them and stops them.
Sure.
As well as the White House, who are defending this to the last breath, and so they still believe they can make this work when all the obvious numbers and the performance have shown that it cannot.
So defunding it, is that the? Do we have to wait till we get a new president and a new Senate, or can we defund it now? What's the best option out there for us?
Well, defunding has been a fairly easy term to say, but one in effect is that there's just a defund line on an annual budget. The bill's been authorized, you know, in 2009, 2010, as it was voted through, and it has a multiple year-over-year effect on the budget. It has its own source of income, own source of revenue that it taps into, that it isn't just an annual appropriation in the normal budget process. So there hasn't been very much that we can actually defund. And, you know, whether you thought the government shutdown was a good idea or not, I didn't. Even that showed that when you have a portion of the government that's not operating, that Obamacare still had its bureaucracy moving along, pushing things forward, because it has its own separate vein of money it can tap into to keep running on that. So that doesn't work either. It has to be a changing of the law. And so the House of Representatives is ready and willing, has moved to do that. The U.S. Senate, here you have red state Democrat senators that are really, really worried for their jobs now because so many people are angry. That's what I said at the beginning there, is that hearing from the American public on what this is doing to them, what it's doing to their opportunity for employment, because employers are scaling back hours or scaling back positions. They're not expanding their businesses because it's too much of an unknown. You can't run a business with so much unknown on your cost structure. And then just the cost for families of a health care program. So your U.S. senators need to hear from you. You have two of them in California that are still supportive of this plan largely. They need to hear from you. So we need your votes to change this plan.
And
as well as the White House. So, you know, if the Republicans take over the U.S. Senate this year in 2014, that's one more cog in the whole length that would do it. But the White House needs to be less stubborn, too, about something that's not working.
We're talking to Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Our number here is 605-4567, 605-4567. Congressman, it's very difficult to watch the administration pick and choose what part of law he decides he wants to enforce. Is this unprecedented in your opinion?
I think to the extent that it's been aggressively used, yes. I think in the past you might see where executive orders are used to do things that the executive wants, the president wants, or say a state governor wants that maybe hasn't moved through a legislative process.
But he's really not even doing it. It
can be repealed by the next governor or even overturned when they've been, tried in court, that, you know, this is out of sight of the authority, but it takes a court battle, and then it also takes an attorney general who's willing to do his or her job.
But is it executive order when the president says we're going to delay this requirement or we're going to exempt this? Is that really executive order, or is that just the president saying, no, I'm not going to enforce that?
Well, it can come about by both, I guess. You know, you have definitive executive orders that are written out.
Right.
And, so, which I believe is how that worked on the mandate on large businesses. So we in the House actually agreed, like, okay, Mr. President, we're not going to get repeal here right now, but we agree we should have a delay in the mandate of this health insurance requirement for at least a year, as he had prescribed in his executive. So on the big businesses. All right, so we did a bill to do that, but we also did a companion bill at the same time that he didn't ask for on all the individuals, which means families, which means everybody else. Say, let's delay this mandate for a year until, at the very least, we can get a handle on having websites that work, but also see what the true costs are, yeah. And put the proposals out there in front of people. Say, is this what you really want, or do you want to send us back to the drawing board?
Yeah.
And repeal it or completely revamp it? Because if you get down to what is the focus really supposed to be, I think your average American thinks, like, okay, what about the uninsured? That was the focus, or
right.
Supposed to be. The uninsured, or folks that are uninsurable due to pre-existing conditions. We have a plan for that. Does it get the light of day? No.
No.
The media wants to go this other direction because they're only listening to what the Dems are saying on that. We have to cover everybody. That means you have to change it for everybody, which is completely against the grain of what individuals want with their choices and what the costs are bearing. So we have a plan we're working on in the Republican House called the Republican Study Committee. It's called the American Healthcare Reform Act. So if people want to look that up, again, just Google Republican Study Committee and look up the American Healthcare Reform Act. It's very focused on saying what we're going to do to help those that are on the low end of the income scale, really, with the plans that they can use to go to the clinic, not use the emergency room as for non-emergency treatment, and get people back into a more responsible vein of doing things. And then those folks that are uninsurable, there's a provision to have a pool of money to help them, because, you know, there's still going to be a taxpayer burden on all of our healthcare system. It's just, are we doing it in an efficient manner and knowing who everybody is and having them on a plan that can work for them, but as well works for the accountability the taxpayer wants and makes it where the healthcare system, where they're getting visits based with appointments instead of emergency room visits and this helter-skelter program we have. So we want that too. We want this thing to be right, but we want to do it responsibly. And ultimately, I think the other side, this is a transition moment, using the Affordable Care Act, as they call it, to transition when this fails to a single payer, which means complete government control and very little private sector control.
Congressman LaMoffel, we appreciate you calling up and giving us some of your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and we'll keep battling back there. And lots coming up. It'll certainly be a fascinating 2014, but I think it's going to get better because more people are engaged, paying attention, and making their views heard. So thank you for having me on.
Keep up the good fight.
Bye.
Thank you, sir. It's Dan Fagan filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. You're listening to KCNR Free Fire Radio.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
Should all the acquaintance
2013 is history, and 2014 is upon us. I am Dan Fagan. Join me 3 to 6 weekday afternoons starting January 6th on KCNR AM 1460. 2014 is going to be an amazing year, full of promise.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
All right, 820. That's the time here at KCNR, Free Fire Radio, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl and DeBott have taken the day off. They're down in San Quentin, the prison. They're interviewing inmates on death row. That's going to be fascinating. I can't imagine what they're going to learn. I bet it's going to really be some compelling radio. I'm Dan Fagan. I'm filling in for Carl Linda today. I will begin my new talk show right here on KCNR Monday through Friday, afternoon drive, 3 to 6 in the afternoon. We're going to be on the only locally produced talk show in the afternoon in Reading. Thrilled to be here. Thrilled to start the new show here. I've worked in the media most of my life. Savannah's here with me. Savannah, I've been a news reporter most of my life. I taught journalism at the university level. I was a columnist, Sunday columnist, and talk show host. And was a talk show host in Alaska for a number of years. And I've moved to Reading and excited about being here, hosting a show. And I hope, folks, that you'll be a part of the show, that you'll call us. 605-4567 is the number. 605-4567. That's the number you can call right now if you want to be on the show, or give us a call Monday in the afternoon when we're on, 605-4567, 605-4567. You can email me, danfaganshow@icloud.com, danfaganshow@icloud.com. Go to our Facebook page. We've got a pretty big following. We've got 14,000 likes on our Dan Fagan Show Facebook page. Now, I've got my personal Facebook page, but then go to the Dan Fagan Show page. That's where we put most of the clips up from the show. We will be putting video clips up from the show on a regular basis, too, so you'll be able to see the show that way. All right. Again, 605-4567, 605-4567. Jim.
Good morning, Dan.
Hey.
Hey, welcome to the North State.
It's great to be here, Jim.
Yeah. Hey, I'll let you know that San Quentin is located in San Rafael, one of the richest areas in California to live. And
no, not if you. Yeah, so it's not a suburb of San Francisco.
It's a sub. It's a better suburb of Richmond.
Okay.
If you go across the San Rafael Richmond Bridge, you're at Richmond.
Have you spent
right
any time?
That's right at the end of the bridge when you come off there, where San Quentin is, and then you're also right there at San Rafael. So.
Have you spent any time in San Quentin?
But no, I haven't done any time there. But I've been threatened to have some time put there. Yeah, and if I keep messing with the government, I will be.
How do you mess with the government?
Well, they just I'm not against what their all their policies and all these laws they're putting down here. That they're making so many laws, I don't know how I can stay out of
it. What do we do about it?
Well, we have to keep fighting, and these talk shows do a real good job on letting people know what's going on, and and glad to see, you know, the and our senator, I mean, our congressman calls in, and he gets us an update all the time what's going. He's a real good person from the North State.
But and, you know what, though, Jim? We're not winning, are we?
No, you're not going to win here with all the big government people, I mean, all the big business people putting in all the money, and also the real problem is all the illegals getting their status so they can vote, and this voter deal with their driver's license, and you don't have to be a you can vote, and you don't have to even prove that you're a citizen of the United States. You know, you have to just have a California driver's license, and you can vote.
Look, instead of drilling down to each individual problem, let me see if you agree with my characterization of the battle as a whole. And it seems to me it's a freedom versus a control battle. There are politicians who believe you can't trust people. They shouldn't have a free will. We should control them. And then there are politicians who say, let the free market have its way. Let people be free. If they disobey the law where they hurt people, then we arrest them. But that seems to me the kind of the battle lines. Would you agree with that characterization?
Well, the politicians, are out to, they will agree with you up to a point until they get in and get elected. And then once they get elected and they find out where all the money, all the stuff, all the perks are, they forget about the people that put them there, and they start making laws against their freedoms and everything. But the biggest thing is there is our freedom, our constitution is being, eroded, and the people that you elect putting in there, and most of them are coming from Los Angeles and San Francisco area.
Let me make sure I'm understanding you. You're saying that these politicians who are passing all these new laws with all these new regulations and keeping business, small businessmen down and ignoring certain laws, you think they're doing it to get rich?
You betcha.
Well, I don't see how you'd say that.
When they go in, I'll tell you, Harry Reid, there's a real good one here, Lyndon Johnson. When he went into office, he was on the verge of bankruptcy and getting ready to go to prison for some things, and then he got elected for vice president, and he come out a millionaire when he got done. So don't tell me they don't do it for money.
No, look, you look at the U.S. Senate, they're all very wealthy. I agree that you could, once you get into the system, you can become a lobbyist, you can make a lot of money. But you don't think that some of these politicians honestly believe in their heart that the government should take over health care, and that's the best thing, that the government should make sure people don't make too much money and redistribute wealth to everybody. You don't think they mean that?
Health care thing goes all the way back to Clinton, back there. They've been trying to shove this down our throats.
I understand that, but you're talking motive here. You're saying that these politicians are doing what they're doing because they want it fat in their own wallet.
You betcha.
And I don't agree with that. There may be an exception to the rule, but I think a lot of these guys and gals honestly believe that the country's better off with bigger government and with more controls and higher taxes, and that people make too
much. Because they're actually stupid people when they don't know what they're going knowing what they're, when they're hurting the small man. They don't care about the little people either. All they think they want to, how they can get them, how they can get elected is by getting in and telling the little people, we're going to give you all this.
All right.
But the thing is, can you afford the health care that they're going to make you take? They say that you can get a policy that will cover anything you got.
I know, but hold on.
Can you pay the premium?
Yeah, we're not drilling down into each individual issue at this point. We're looking at motive. And what you're saying to me is that all these control politicians, and their many followers, believe me, you know, Nancy Pelosi has a big following. Barack Obama has a big following. These control politicians have big followers. And I don't see how we're ever going to win this battle and convince the American people that we don't need to be controlled. As long as we're accusing the people who are trying to control us of having bad motives. If you say all these politicians want is to make a bunch of money, then you can't argue on the, it's like when a conservative says, I think government should be smaller. Well, you hate poor people, which means you hate Hispanics and black people. Well, that's just the argument down. Because as a conservative, all I can say is, no, I don't hate anybody. Yes, you do. No, I don't. Yes, you do. We're not arguing on facts because you don't know what's in my heart. And for you to try to accuse me of being a racist or a homophobe or whatever it is conservatives are called these days, I can't argue that because all I can do is deny it. And it's the same thing that we do on the right, though, Jim. If you're sitting there accusing all these big government politicians of trying to get rich by their policies, they can't argue back, and the discussion's dead because you're speaking what's in their heart. You don't know what's in their heart.
Well, I'll tell you, their actions are in their heart, and if they really cared about the people, they would be passing some laws that would help the small people and small business make a living.
According to your worldview. Huh? Your worldview is God did the right thing by giving man free will. That's your worldview. That's my worldview, too. But these guys have a different worldview. They believe that you really can't give people too much freedom because they hurt themselves and you need to save them from themselves. But hold on a minute. That's a sincere worldview. I believe it's a wrong worldview. But for me to sit there and accuse them of ulterior motives, the whole discussion that, frankly, we would win if it were had is shut down.
Well, the people around here all agreed that the best way to be a good Republican in Northern California was to turn over and be just like the Democrats and kiss the Democrats' butt and vote everything in for them. And they all tried that up here.
No, that's not what I'm talking about, Jim.
Both bunch of things here, and that's what they're doing, and that's what you're talking about.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I appreciate your call, but that's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm not saying we kowtow to those who disagree with us. I'm not saying that we put aside our values and our principles. I am saying we stop assigning motive to people because I have yet to meet a man who can look into another man's heart and tell me what's there. And for us to get in here and say, these guys are a bunch of crooks, these guys are a bunch of liars, these guys, it shuts the argument down. That's all I'm calling for. Let's argue about policy. Let's argue about, look, when you redistribute wealth, you kill the incentive to make more money. And for people who are poor because they made bad decisions, you increase the incentive to keep making more bad decisions. See, now that's a solid argument that you can debate, honestly. But when I say you're full of greed, then the argument shut down. That's all I'm saying, Jim. Don't kowtow. Don't bend your principles. But let's stop assigning motive. You're listening to KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Hi, folks. This is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Ben Serple here. I am the Associate Youth Pastor at Bethel Church. Part of my job is I'm often around teenagers. I think one of the biggest things that they need and they're looking for is just someone to believe in them. And just recently, I sat in a room with about 40 to 50 adults. We just talked about different stories from our lives, and the predominant theme in their stories really was that someone in their teenage years came alongside them and just believed in them. And just the impact that had in their adult years was just astronomical. If you're hearing this broadcast today, if there are teenagers around you, just remind them today that you really are for them, that you love them, and they really can accomplish their dreams.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl Lindebot are off today. It's Dan Fagan filling in for them. I am the new host of the Dan Fagan Show beginning Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR. Hope you'll join us. Savannah's here refereeing matters, making sure nobody gets out of control, including me. You doing all right over there?
I'm doing good.
All right. Let me know if you know, things get too wild for you. Just throw something at me. All right. Our number, 605-4567, 605-4567. That's the number, 605-4567. Terry, you're on.
Hey, Dan. How you doing? Welcome to Reading.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate that.
Hey, I agree with you. I think that every time we look at these politicians, we elect people, and then we go back and we say, oh, gosh, these guys are all crooks. How does that make anything workable?
Well, you know, I the thing is, Terry, I've had it done to me. I'm a conservative. I'm a right of center guy, and I've had my when I propose something, I've been called a homophobe, racist, hater, and you know, you just can't debate that. I believe marriage should be between a man and a woman. That's my belief. I don't believe we should change the definition of marriage. And then the opposite would say, well, you're a hater. You hate gay people. Well, I don't hate gay people. I don't have any hatred in my heart for gay people. But that's the end of the argument, because then it's a yes, you are, no, you don't argument. And as conservatives, when we do the same thing, it really limits us, because I think we frankly have the better argument. But if we're just going to go and start assigning motive to the other side's heart, that shuts the argument down.
Well, yeah, and I think that makes a lot of sense. You know, the thing is, too, is there's just so much frustration by people being not represented. I mean, the health care law gets passed without the people really wanting it.
Yes.
I mean, we have this transgender law in the state of California where we had to get 675,000 signatures to get an initiative going that it would get on the ballot. But, you know, when you look at this, really, are you familiar with Reynolds versus Sims, the court case? Are you familiar with that?
No. No, I'm not. Tell me about it.
Okay, well, that's the representation thing. Okay, basically, in 1964, the Supreme Court passed Reynolds versus Sims. Before that time, the states were on a federal model, which would mean that each county would have a senator, and the assembly would be based upon population, a great compromise, if you will. Well, in 1964, Chief Justice Warren said that rocks really can't vote. So we here in the North State lost a lot of our representation. So to sum it up in a nutshell, we have one senator that represents 11 counties. How many senators do you think L.A. County has alone?
You're talking about state senators now.
That's what I'm talking about.
I have no idea. How many?
11.
Wow.
Okay, we have two assemblymen in that particular area also in the North State, and L.A. County has 25. So,
yeah.
I mean, how do you combat that? And it's like, you know, you were talking about the laws being passed. Okay, well, let's look at the fire tax. If you can pass a law in Los Angeles County that doesn't affect your constituents at all, puts millions of dollars, maybe $1 billion, into the coffers of CAL FIRE, which you've already taken out to put into education, then how does that affect you? That doesn't affect you, because you can still give those people what they want. You still can put money in, but it's taxing people that aren't even in your district. So I mean, there's a lot of things that are really wrong, and Reynolds versus Sims is one of the main things. But I guess my main question for you is, are you going to do investigative stuff like, you know, finding out different things, maybe really some real digging of things, or is it going to be an opinion program of what people call in and they say and what you think?
No, well, you know, my background is an investigative reporter. That's what I was on television for a number of years. And that's, I've always brought that to my radio show because people have to understand that there's a whole slew of things that is going on that the mainstream media would not touch because it affects their ideology. So I believe that as a talk show host, it's my job to uncover things that the mainstream media would never touch. And that was really the trademark of my show in Alaska, is that we would uncover a lot of stuff that, you know, the newspaper and the local TV stations, they just wouldn't touch because it affected their politicians, the ones that they were favorable toward. And we're seeing it with Obama now. I mean, all the stuff that the media is refusing to cover on him. So no, that's always been the way I've operated a talk show. Now, what I want to be careful though, Terry, is, you know, there's an old story. Let me tell you an old story. It's an old story about this guy who owes all this money to this guy. He's just incredible debt. And this very wealthy guy is about to throw this guy in jail because he won't pay his debt. And the guy begs him. He says, please, 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 don't send me to jail. I can't pay you. So the rich guy finds it in his heart to be merciful to the guy. Says, okay, don't worry about it. You don't owe me anything. So the same guy who had his debt forgiven is walking down the street, sees another guy who owes him just a little bit of money. And this guy owes the guy who just got his debt forgiven a little bit of money. He says, no, I need my money now or you're going to jail. The hypocrisy of that, right? The guy just got all that money forgiven and yet he's going down the street and he's condemning the guy who owes him a little bit of money. I believe every time that we put ourselves in a position of judgment, at least for me, I can't do that because I've made so many mistakes in my life and I've made so many bad decisions. I will not get on here as a talk show host and judge people for their hearts and their motives. I'm just not going to do it. And I know that's a big thing in talk radio, condemning people and judging people and putting people down personally. I'm not going to do that because I can't. That would make me the king of hypocrites. So while I will do investigative reporting and I will uncover things that the mainstream media might not touch, I'm not going to come on here and be Mr. Judge and Jury and condemn people and be heavily critical of people because I can't do that. I don't have the right to do that because of all the mistakes I've made in my life.
Yeah, you just explained the parable of the talents, by the way. Anyway, yeah, the thing is that I guess what I'm asking, maybe I didn't frame it right. What I'm asking is I guess exactly what you're saying. I don't think people are looking for that. I think people are looking for, okay, what happens with the $600 million, yeah, say, yeah, locally, $600 million in unfunded liability we have in the city of Reading?
Right.
How does that affect us? What are people saying about that?
Yes.
Along with national and state news. But I think that the real way that we're going to get our voices heard is to start locally.
Yeah, I agree.
Work up statewide and then gradually into the Fed. And, you know, I'm just hoping for a program that actually, you know, talks about things like the fact that Utah is trying to get their land back from the federal government. And Doug LaMalfa, who you had on, will go ahead and say, yeah, we've heard that back in Congress. I mean, that is happening. There's a lot of things that aren't reported. So
yeah.
I think that what people are looking for in the news and looking for in programs is the truth. And I agree with you. I think that personal attacks don't do anything. But really and truly, neither does a conversation going back and forth between people's opinions for a couple or 3 hours either.
Well, no, I disagree. I think debating issues is very healthy if both parties come with open minds.
Yeah, and if it's not the whole program.
Well, no, yeah, I agree. But, you know, look, the bottom line is you're right, but I'm going to go with Sarah Palin, you say, in Alaska, back at you. People like you who pay attention, which are the minority, you need to help people like me and say, hey, Dan, I just heard about this fund that's the Reading City, you know, they're spending it on this, and they say they're going to spend it on that. You know, most of my investigative journalism has come because people have given me tips, and they've led me in a direction where that I can uncover more. But please take my email down, danfaganshow@icloud.com, danfaganshow@icloud.com, and if there's anything you think needs investigating, let me know, and I'll give it my best shot.
Well, I think you're going to find that the people in Reading are a little more informed than people in a lot of areas. And I'm not just saying Reading. I'm saying probably the whole North State.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are really informed. And I think it's happening all over in America. I mean, you know, if you look at Missouri, Maryland, Pennsylvania, et cetera, most people are looking at this as, and they're understanding what happened with Reynolds versus Sims. They're understanding what happened with Mann versus Brown and all these Supreme Court cases that put us in the predicament we're in now as far as representation in every state. So I think you're going to find that, you know, there's people are becoming more informed. And I think that's happened with Facebook, Internet, Twitter, et cetera.
Yeah. Terry, appreciate your call.
Sure.
All right. You're listening to KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Our number, 605-4567. 605-4567. Give us a call for the last segment of the show. We'd love to hear from you. 605-4567. It's Dan Fagan. I'm filling in today for Carl Lindebot.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Two organizations with the same mission, joined as one. A new community strength to help end domestic and sexual abuse. Multiple services, co-located under the same roof. A new hope for men, women, and children looking for a new beginning. Formerly the Shasta Women's Refuge and the Family Justice Center. Now known as One Safe Place.
To help or learn more, please visit us on the web at ospshasta.org.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Insalmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
You're listening to KCNR, Free Fire Radio, community talk radio for the North State. Stan Fagan here. I'm filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. Savannah's sitting right here with me. How you doing? You having a good time?
I am having a good time. I was saying this show is entertaining.
You enjoying it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We're having fun. Hope people join us Monday through Friday, starting this Monday the 6th. We're going to be here every day, Monday through Friday, I should say. from 3 to 6, the only locally broadcast afternoon talk show out of Reading. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's, you know, talk radio, I just so believe in talk radio. Because here's the difference with talk radio and, say, watching the news or reading the newspaper. When information is presented in talk radio, the general public has an opportunity to hold the person presenting the information accountable. If I say that I believe thus and thus, well, you can call them and say, well, I disagree with you. I think you're wrong about that, and I think this is why. There's no other media that presents that scenario. And that's why, if truth is the goal, and I think we all want to know what's true, right? Mm-hmm. Anybody want to be deceived? I don't want to be deceived. You want to be deceived?
No.
Nobody wants to be deceived. So if you really want to know what's true, this is really the best format for that. If the parties involved come with an open heart and an open mind and say, well, I'm going to listen to what you say. I'm not going to question your motives. I'm not going to try to assign some kind of motive to you that I think you may have. I'm going to listen to what you say and I'm going to weigh it. And if it sounds true to me with an open, tender heart, then I'm going to change my mind. And I know, you know, what's the trademark of deception? You don't know you're deceived, right? Nobody knows they're deceived. Nobody intentionally says, you know, I know that what I believe isn't true, but I'm still going to believe it. No one's ever done that. So if you really want to know what's real and what's not, and that's really what truth is, it's real, then you have to, in my opinion, tenderize your heart, humble yourself, put aside your pride. So many people, Savannah, go through life. And I was like this. Oh, I was the worst of all. You're married to your opinions, and by golly, you aren't going to change your mind. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what evidence is presented, because these are my opinions, and they're me, and they're my identity. And when you go through life like that, man, you are a prime target for deception. You got a big bullseye for the deception arrow. When you go through life saying, hey, this is what I believe. This is who I am. I'm a conservative. I'm a small government conservative. And you're not going to tell me different. Well, you're going to end up being deceived. And I am a small government conservative. And that is my identity. But I've got to constantly work to be open and say, well, okay, well, what if, all right, you want to increase government in this area? Well, tell me why again. And how will that help? And you have to be open, you know, and that's when talk radio is working at all of its cylinders. That's when talk radio is its best. When the callers and the host aren't so prideful that it's about being right. Man, I'm telling you, there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than being around a person who's constantly has to be right. I mean, literally. I just can't imagine going on a road trip with someone that all they care about is winning their argument. And that frankly was me for years on talk radio. I mean, I had to be right. And if you did, I used to scream at people. Especially if I started losing an argument, I'd start calling them, you communist, pinko, fascist, leftist, mush brain, idiot. I did. Because I was mad because they were making me look bad because I had to be right. And if I'm not right, you're hurting my identity. It's my pride. It's who I am. I'd hang up on people. I mean, I was, oh, vicious. And of course, the people who agreed with me, they're listening. They're just loving it, you know, because they're as mad at the guy as I am. But that's just not the way this is supposed to work, in my opinion. And, you know, I mean, you know, maybe that's what people want to hear. Maybe people just want to hear their opinions reinforced, and they don't want to learn anything new. And if that's the kind of show you're looking for, there's tons of those out there. You know, if you just want to get your opinion reinforced and you don't really want to know what's true and real, then, you know, that's a great show for you to listen to. But I don't think that's the way talk radio is at its best.
I like it.
You like it? You with me on that?
Mm-hmm.
Carl Linda will be back on Monday. They're down in San Quentin taking a tour of the facility. Also, they're going to interview some folks who have been on death row for like 10, 15, 20 years. Isn't that amazing?
I'd be nervous doing those interviews.
Well, I would imagine that these folks on death row don't have much incentive to... When I was a news reporter, I once interviewed a guy who he was, it's like 18 or 19, and he killed three people with a chainsaw.
Hey.
Yeah. And he was 19 years old. He, you know, really, he had a lot of problems. He had some issues.
Yeah.
And we're sitting in this small little cell, and it's me and my photographer, and I'm just talking to him, and man, this guy was angry. Whew. So angry. You know, we had a caller earlier today talking about how angry he is about what's going on with the government. And I understand that. I understand anger is a big thing today. People are really frustrated. Mm-hmm. You know, they're frustrated with the fact that it seems the government's working against them. They work hard. They play by the rules. They save their money. They work hard. They try to make the right decisions. But yet the government comes in and has all of these new rules and holds them back from being able to provide for their family. And, you know, every time the government's printing new money, it's making the dollar in your pocket less valuable. So literally the government has become this entity that is working against us. And there's a lot of anger in the land, a lot of frustration. And I understand that. I don't know that it's healthy though. I don't know that anger is a positive emotion. Typically, anger just leads to frustration, which leads to depression and then inactivity. I think it's important that we move and we affect change and we try to do something about the things that are happening in our country that we're not happy about. But just to walk around angry, I don't think people are listening to us. Those of us who are angry. I don't think we're really accomplishing anything. Anger's good for a season, I suppose, but just walk around in a perpetual state of anger? I just don't think that's
going to work out.
I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's a good strategy. But I understand it. I understand people's anger. I do. It's tough, man. I mean, the amount of money the federal government's spending right now, it's money that, frankly, it won't even affect you. Is your 24, 23? Mm-hmm. By the time you get 40, if we continue on this pace, your tax rate's going to be 75% of what you make. Because this money can't be paid back. I mean, we're talking about trillions and trillions.
Wow.
Yeah. And someone who's 5 years old today, they're not going to have the same ability to create wealth that I did at 53. Because what we're doing is we're spending money that we don't have now. And so that means the next generation is going to have to pay it back. I've always believed that one of the main responsibilities of me as a citizen of this planet is to make a better way for the next generation.
Absolutely.
That's something I believe is very important for me to accomplish. The government's doing the opposite. We're making it harder for the next generation. I mean, it's the complete opposite of what we should be doing.
It's like enjoy the now.
Exactly. Eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow we die. And we're spending all this money that we don't have. We don't have it. And so this debt is going up, and it'd be like a couple that's 65 going out and buying three houses and spending $2 million and then dying and leaving the bills to their parents, to their kids. Not even houses, just going and partying and gambling and spending all the money and then dying and leaving the debt to the kids. That's literally what we're doing. So we can't ignore that. We can't just look the other way. We gotta talk about that and we gotta deal with that. How much time do I have? Like a minute left?
Yeah, 2.5 minutes.
All right, let me read this. This is the median family income of the United States is $52,000 right now. If they spent money like the federal government, it'd be like spending $64,000 a year. So if you were to compare what the government's doing to what a family would be doing, if you compare family doing what the government would be doing, it'd be $52,000. You're making $52,000, but you're spending $64,000. So $12,000 every year you're borrowing. Despite that, we're already $312,000 in debt. So if you're, this is the government if you're a family. You make $52,000, you spend $64,000 every year, adding $12,000 to your $312,000 debt. Now that money's gonna have to be paid back. I'm not calling for ignoring problems, but anger and depression and giving out, throwing up our arms and saying, what's the use? I don't believe that's the answer. Look, we are so far ahead of any country in the world, frankly, as far as freedom and what we've accomplished at this level of being a country. We can get out of this. We can reverse this. We can start thinking about the next generation. But we need to start. We need to start. We need to start talking about the next generation as we debate these issues and saying, instead of saying, all these politicians are a bunch of crooks, let's focus on, well, what about the next generation? What about the kids? We're spending their money. Now that's an argument that most people would resonate with. If I'm a Democrat and you say to me, Nancy Pelosi's a crook, Barack Obama's greedy. Well, I don't want to hear what you have to say. But if I'm a Democrat, you say to me, we're spending your kids' future. As a Democrat with children, I'm going to say, well, you know, that's the point. You got a point there. Maybe I should rethink my policies. That's all I'm calling for. Savannah, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
I had a great time.
This is a good show.
Monday morning or Monday afternoon, it'll be the Dan Fagan Show's debut. 3 to 6 every afternoon, starting Monday. Have a great weekend, folks.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio probably speaks for a lot of his fellow mayors across the Northeast when he makes this appeal to city residents.
If you do not need to travel today, please stay home.
A blustery winter storm that dropped close to 2 feet of snow in some places is blamed for at least 9 deaths. This guy's behind the wheel of a snowplow in Connecticut.
It's bad. It's real bad. I'm going sideways, even in four-wheel drive. You got to take it easy.
He spoke with WTNH-TV. A lot of offices and schools are closed. New York and New Jersey are under states of emergency. There have been thousands of flight cancellations, and the storm closed some major highways in the Northeast. Snow isn't the only problem. Bone-chilling cold has settled in. At last check, it was a brisk 9 degrees in Boston. Parts of Europe are dealing with a fierce storm. High winds, waves, and tides have been lashing the